And now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. This portion of the show is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Rancho Leonero, where your wildest Baja dreams come true. Maui Jim Sunglasses, the choice of the best captains. Shimano Rods and Reels, fish with the best. Shimano. And by Yamaha Outboards, official motor sponsor of Let's Talk Hookup. Here we go. Another great hour of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. Here's Pete Gray, Rock God Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
And welcome back. Hour number two, Let's Talk Hookup, right here on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Mightier 1090. Celebrating a year in business. How about that?
Is it really
close? It's been very close to a year. So we're going to celebrate in August. Is the annual anniversary, and I'm going to be very, very thankful to be back on the Mightier 1090. It's such a great group of people to work with. Just thrilled to be here. I'm on their first anniversary month.
Yeah,
sure.
This is our home.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Every day in the tackle store, guys come, I'm so happy you're back on 1090.
Oh, yeah.
I tune you in. You know, it's always like a race to, you know, when people start talking about it, like, I can hear you in L.A., and then some guy will chime in, well, I'm in, you know, wherever, I'm in Paso Robles, and I can still hear you. You know, it's always fun. Everybody kind of comparing notes on how strong that mightier 1090 signal really is.
It is mightier. There's no doubt about it. Dale Hightower is here from Seaguar, and we're here from the world headquarters in a busy Fisherman's Landing and Point Loma Sport Fishing right next to us. American Angler came in unloading a big load this morning, and I see the Shogun pulled in, and it's been busy down here this morning.
When I was walking up, the Tomahawk was backing out so the Angler could slide in. The success was kind of coming around. I mean, it's a busy morning.
Busy morning.
Some bumper boats
morning.
Going on.
Yeah, and Dale will be going soon on the Rooster with Captain Andy Cates. Man, you got to be excited.
I love that boat.
The Rooster's awesome. Yeah. And Andy Cates, I love Andy Cates. Yeah. He's such a good guy.
He's such a good guy, and he works hard. Like, I mean, literally, I tell everybody, if we don't catch him, it's not Andy's fault. Andy works as hard as you know, anybody in the fleet.
And he's good at it.
And he's very good at
it. Yeah, so, for sure. You've got to be pumped.
That was my dad's boat. You know, my dad, I think, had fished every single boat in the fleet with every single skipper.
Yeah.
And I remember he just said, man, I just love the Rooster. Just loves the boat, you know. And and I remember doing my first trip on that, you know, and I'd fished the Angler before. And that was kind of my boat when I was, you know, younger fishing when I think Dan Sansom owned the boat back then.
Wow.
And, man, that's such a great fishing platform. I mean, it really is. I mean,
big
it's just
boat,
big,
super comfortable.
Yeah. I quickly understood why you love that boat so much. So.
Yeah. Big Daddy's boat.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, for sure. We miss that guy for sure. But we're having fun talking fishing here. Speaking of talking fishing, join us next Saturday at North County Ford and Vista, your next chance to qualify for the big grand prize. It's our San Diego County Ford Dealer Remote Broadcast. That's going to be the trip to Kingfisher Charters in Sitka, Alaska. Any trip available in 2022, which is unbelievable. And so that's coming up this coming Saturday, August 7th at North County Ford in Vista. You can qualify for that trip either by random draw or by winning the Shimano Camping Contest, which we're going to have some great prizes for that too. You can also win a trip on the Blackjack, that great 4 or 6 pack charter out of Dana Landing in Mission Bay. AFCO on Hydra's foul weather gear. I'm packing that stuff for my trip to Queen Charlotte Safari here in a couple weeks. That's going to be perfect for that. Shimano rods and reels, Maui Jim sunglasses. There are going to be a lot of giveaways too. All you need to do is just show up. Check the guest page at letstalkhookup.com for more details. See you a week from yesterday. So next Saturday, August the 7th. Hard to believe it's August 1st today. Right? August the 7th. It's at North County Ford. It's just off Highway 78 in Vista. And, of course, Ken Corwin from Ken's Custom Reels. Ken will have some good insight for you. I guarantee you that. And it'll be myself and Corey, as Rick will be on the road. So if you have some calico questions, Corey will be there, too. So it's going to be a good show, and we'll see you next Saturday.
All right. Well, the phones have been absolutely packed solid. If you want to get your chance to get through in the second hour, we want to hear from you. 213-432 1090. Again, 213-432-1090. But if you're stuck on the, or, you know, you're hanging in on the phones, but you got a question, man, send us a text. It's a really fun addition to the show. Text to the show. It's only available via the Let's Talk Hookup app. It's a free download, either Android or an Apple app. Super easy to find. It's a very good way to listen to the show. Very good way to listen to archives. If you missed a show, it's a lot of fun and a great app to have. Totally free, and we'll get you dialed in, and you can text the show. Not only have we had all this killer info from Cigar Floro today, we are also giving away such a killer prize. And Pete talked about it at the beginning of the show. There is a bag absolutely full.
So 1 gallon Ziploc filled with spools of Cigar Floro.
Yeah, someone is so stoked. I mean, I'm telling you, you have got a season's or more worth of fluorocarbon for
Pink
whatever you're going to do.
Pink label, Premier, Gold label.
And a bunch.
Oh,
I mean,
yeah.
Yeah, someone
went all out.
Someone is very, very stoked at the end of the show today. Again, if you want to get through, have your shot at that great prize, or just better yet, your chance to get your questions answered by the man, 213-432-1090.
All right. Well, hey, let's go ahead and jump into those jam-packed phones.
Jam-packed they are. Sean in Lomita is up next on Let's Talk Hookup. Sean, good morning. Thanks for hanging in there with us.
Hey, good morning. Hey, Dale. I had a secret weapon that I can really cut out of the bag now. I mean, back in the day, I was on these routine eight-day fishing trips, and I saw some guys using some red label Seaguar. They didn't even have pound test marks on it. It was red label number 8, red label number 10. And my friend and I found the stuff on eBay, and I think it was only marketed out of Asia. Do a lot of our products, do their products start in Asia, and then you can get your hands on them? Or do you have any background on situations? This is like 15 years ago when I found this stuff. That was my secret weapon for a while.
Yeah, I'm very familiar with that. So what happens is that there's a lot of products in Japan that are basically products that, you know, are probably sold in the United States market. So those products somehow make it over here. Unfortunately, they're in Japanese, so nobody quite knows what they are. And usually what happens is somebody says, oh, that's the good stuff they sell in Japan that they don't sell in the United States. That's usually how people talk. But that red label, believe it or not, is our starting fluorocarbon. And what I mean starting is it's the original fluorocarbon that Seaguar developed for fishing in Japan. And by the time fluorocarbon became popular in the United States, and that's a single structure fluorocarbon. So it's not double structure like Blue Label or Premier or Gold Label. So that stuff started showing up kind of in Japanese packaging, and it was being told to people that it was, oh, this is the really good stuff. And the truth of the matter was we were already marketing more premium products, more performance like Blue Label and Premier. So we actually brought in the Red Label as an entry-level fluorocarbon. Mm-hmm. So that's to get people started. So I still tell everybody, red label is still better than any other fluorocarbon in the marketplace, except for our other stuff. So it's still unbelievable. We only sell it as mainline now. We did sell it as leader material, but with all the other leader materials we do have, that one kind of took a back seat, and you know, people were fishing the double structure products like Blue Label, Premier, and we do make a like Pink Label single structure. So I mean, if you
explain
want
the difference between single structure and double structure.
Two different resins. So it takes twice as long to make, and that's why it's more expensive than the single structure. Seaguar's got an exclusive on that. No other fluorocarbon manufacturer does it. It allows you to put a different resin on the outside and a different resin on the inside. So it's not a coating. It's a, you know, the process is one process using two resins. So that's what gets you the really good knot strength. You know, I tell people there's some good fluoros out on the marketplace by competition, but where they lack is they lack in knot strength. So they might be tensile strength, just sheer break strength on it. So you can make a really good, you know, high tensile or high break strength line, but has poor knot strength, like poor meaning 50% of the break strength of the line. So when Seaguar develops a product, especially when it's double structure, like the first and foremost thing that they try to do is give you the best knot strength.
Knot strength.
Because it doesn't matter
how. And that's
how,
everything, right?
Yeah, if your knots fail, it doesn't matter how strong the line is.
Yeah, you can say the tensile strength is 200 pounds, but if it breaks 25 pounds of your knot, who cares?
So when Rick's talking about landing, you know, 150-pound yellowfin on 40-pound Gold Label, like, forget the break strength of the line. The knots performed. The knot strength is just as critical as what that tensile strength is of that line.
So let me throw this at you. Pink Label, which
right.
I really like,
right.
Especially for yellowtail fishing,
right.
Catalina. It doesn't have the knot strength that I would get with, say, gold or blue.
You're going to get better knot strength in gold or blue because of the...
So do you want to try a stronger knot?
Well, I think if you're still tying a great knot, like I've never had knot issues on anything I fish.
Kind of San Diego Jam or
right.
something like that.
Right. I tie really good knots. So that's one thing. I don't let anybody tie knots for me.
Yeah,
I have 100% confidence when I'm pulling on a fish, regardless that I'm not going to have a knot failure.
Yeah.
But what you're able to do is fine tune it. So even if we're making a single structure product, when we're like a single resin floral like Pink Label, we still take that into consideration. We still want maximum knot strength, right? In addition to impact strength and abrasion resistance and all the other stuff. But with a double structure product, we have the ability to fine tune it even more. So the knot strength in Pink Label is still better than the knot strength in any other fluorocarbon out there. We make our own fluor resins. But when you're looking at a product like Gold Label, it's like it's that little extra resin,
what we do with those edge.
Yeah, it's an extra. It's like, you know, being able to create something and having more than one option in how you create it. So we have the ability to put a different resin on the outside.
Very good. Thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. Some good texts coming through, right, Rick?
Yeah, I had a great one that I really liked. This one was from our buddy Tommy P. It says, I recently purchased a spool of 1,000 yards of Tatsu 15-pound. What's an ideal way to store a bulk spool like that so that I can continue to fill it up on my freshwater reels? P.S., I love this line. It looks like 8-pound mono crazy strong.
Yeah, so I live in a very hot environment. I live out on the Colorado River. So, you know, it gets 120 there. So I'm not storing it in my storage unit that's on site in the park. I just keep it in my office. Mm-hmm. My office is my fish room, you know.
You keep it in a mild temperature.
I just keep it in a mild. Yeah, I'm not going to, you know, it's still, even if you stored it outside, it still probably wouldn't have, because it's not affected by heat, you know, not direct heat. Like if you do a match to it, it's definitely going to affect it. But I like to keep things in a condition, whether it's my plastics,
mm-hmm.
you know, any plastics are affected by being in your, you know, garage where it's a lot hotter.
Mm-hmm.
I tend to want to keep it inside. So.
All right. So here's a follow-up question. We've had several questions about shelf life via text. There's one from Augie in Hermosa, and he says, what's the shelf life of fluorocarbon, and does the spool have a longer shelf life than a coil of line? So a couple good questions.
Good question. Yeah.
I don't think it matters whether it's a coil or a spool. We tell people 5 years, right? The truth of the matter is it's probably good forever until you use it all.
I've had fluorocarbon for
right.
10 years.
The only thing I've ever seen, so one of the things in fluoro that they do for the U.S. market that's different than the Japanese products is that we like a crystal clear line.
Right.
So they actually have to... If they just make fluorocarbon, it tends to be a little bit of a, I call it tea color.
Yeah.
It's a little off. It's not crystal clear, but for
teeny yellow hue.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So the U.S. market, we clarify that to make it super clear because we like a clear line. So when it's that little bit of a tinge, people think there's something wrong with it. There's nothing wrong with it, right? We've had batches of the Fluoro Premier that made it to the shelves here in the U.S. that they did. It was the Japanese product. They just it got unspooled instead mm-hmm. of being spooled for the Japanese product. It was spooled for us, and people were like, "Oh, this is bad." You know,
yeah, I got a bad one.
I got a bad one. I'm like, I'll take it. You know, like it's still good. But if you store it for a long time, it tends to seem to want to get a little bit back to that original color. So it might have been crystal clear, and then you've had it for 6 or 7 years, and you look at it, it has a little of that tinge to it. It just seems to want to get back to what the original natural color of the fluorocarbon is, but it's still good. But I tell people, if you didn't fish it in 5 years, you're not fishing enough.
Yeah.
Like, you should fish more. Like,
yeah.
And I see people that, you know, on trips that I go on, and they'll pull out a spool of, you know, Blue Label, and the packaging changed a couple of times over the years, and I'm like, dude, you don't fish enough.
That's nice.
That's like 12 years old. He goes, it's still good. And I'm like, yeah, but you don't fish enough. Like,
yeah.
And being the cigar rep, you know, I always try to go out there with the freshest product as possible. So sometimes hoarding product and keeping it isn't the best thing. Like, I still think, you know, buy what you need for this year.
Yeah.
right? And use it all.
Use it.
Like a good fishing trip's where you like lost all your tackle or used all your tackle, right. And then you have to go to shops like Fisherman's and go buy more.
Buy more.
Yeah, no, it's you know, there's people that hoard. I mean, obviously, there's some product that doesn't go bad. Jigs are one that everybody's hoarding, but
yeah.
You know, you can't have too many jigs right now, I guess.
But anyway, so yeah. it's good, but just use it.
Yeah. If you've had it within the last 5 years and you store it, like I said, in a mild climate, it's fine.
All right. Well, let's jump back in the phones.
You got it, man. Everybody's excited to talk to Dale. Phones are totally packed. We're going to talk next to Daniel. He's calling from Rancho Cucamonga. Good morning, Daniel. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning, guys.
Hi, Daniel.
I have a question for Dale. How long does Seaguard test their products before they put it out there for the customers, you know, being that there's a lot of competitors out there?
That's a good question.
Well, I think it comes down to if the product's already been proven in Japan. So some of the technology comes out of Japan at first. So the Japanese are pretty I don't care what Japanese company, their attention to detail, their quality control and attention to detail is, you know, as good as any other production in the world. Probably, you know, in college, you know, we studied Dr. Edward Demings, who was a U.S. Professor and our doctor, and then he had a quality control management. So quality control in Japan is unbelievable. And so when we're developing product, twofold, we have a lot of pros. So when we're developing a freshwater product, we send them out to, you know, elite anglers and get their feedback immediately because we know that, you know, we want them fishing this product. Those guys make their money catching fish and performing. So we... If it's a freshwater product, it goes usually to the hands of a lot of those pro elite anglers that Seaguard sponsors. On the saltwater side, it goes to a lot of captains. You know, I do get some for myself to get out here and fish and give in people's hands. They work with captains in the Gulf Coast in Louisiana. They work on the Northeast captains. I think Mark Davis is one of our – there's a couple of guys that are real, you know, really well-known anglers. So it gets out there and pulled on, so – we don't just develop a product and throw it on the shelves. It goes through our rigors of doing it, and we want to make sure we get positive feedback before we bring it to market.
All right. Hey, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning.
Hey, it's time to find out what's going on the water. It's time for our FishDope.com report with Captain Dave Hansen, your saltwater guide. Today at Catchport, sponsored by the Fish Pros at Fisherman's Processing in San Diego, not only do they offer the best processing for your fish when your trip returns to the San Diego landings, as well as your private boat catch, but now with Fish Pros the market, you can also purchase fresh fish. They sell smoked and jerkied fish, their spices, rubs, smoked cheese, their famous tuna burger, and that amazing poke kit. It's all available now at their new location in Old Town on Taylor Street. Call for details or order online at fishermansprocessing.com. We got Dave Hansen standing by. Good morning, Dave.
Hey, good morning, Dale, Rick, Pete. Thanks for having me on the show. What a great show. Learning a lot about fluorocarbon.
Thanks.
That's cool. Thanks, guys. But like Brian Woolley was saying, Pete, little bit of weather came through, dumped that water over, but thank goodness it's August. It's going to jump right back. But the big news still is that bluefin swimming around in the surf line. I'm pissed that we didn't hear Gundy tell us someone caught one in the surf. I'm waiting. That's coming. That's coming any day now. But a couple of the highlights of my clients, that Brian that we talked about last week that had that heartbreak, well, he made up for it. He got three. Couple days ago out of 277 slow trolling sardines. The amount of fish is mind-boggling. These pictures that everyone's sending me is just absolutely amazing, the amount of bluefin from Huntington Beach down to the border, from 60 feet of water all the way to the backside of Clemente. It's absolutely unbelievable, the amount of fish. And then you got that yellowfin and Dorado and yellowtail showing up on the kelp patties down below. There's still some phenomenal fishing over at Catalina and over at Clemente. If you can find some conditions, there's barracuda, bonita, bass you catch. Over at San Nick, there was a little spot of squid that showed up there. They had fun fishing over there, the sport boats and a couple of the yachts that made it over there. Had sea bass and yellowtail. It's just like you guys were saying 45 minutes ago or so. The fishing right now, I think Dale said it, it's about as good as he's seen it his whole lifetime. Same with me, same with my pops. It's like there's so much stuff to catch And we're just getting in the 1st of August here. It's just going to get better and better, and who knows what's going to happen. Like I keep saying, I know Gundy's going to tell us he caught one in the surf here soon.
We know the best is yet to come. August, September, October, it gets better, right?
Absolutely. It's going to be insane.
How much better could it get, Captain?
Exactly. How much better can it get? You're going to drive your boat out there, and they're just going to jump in. You don't even have to put out your piece of fluorocarbon.
Now, what fun would that be? I'd be all right.
I can handle some
of
that.
Yeah.
Maybe not every time, but I can handle that for a little bit.
All right. And, of course, fishdope.com is always the great source. I read it every day. Danny and Jeff and the boys have all the information on where the fish are, how to catch them, and what to do with it. $20 off a new membership, thefishdope.com, using the code HOOKUPNOW, lowercase, no space. HOOKUPNOW is your $20 code. And, Captain Dave, how do we find you?
Check out my website at yoursaltwaterguide.com. We'll tell you exactly how to catch the fish once you go to Fish Hope and figure out where they're at. Go to my website. I'll show you how to catch them so you don't have to follow all the boats. You can actually go catch fish on your own. It's pretty fun to do it that way. Also, check out my TikTok, Your Saltwater Guide, my YouTube, Your Saltwater Guide. Instagram, Your Saltwater Guide. It's hard not to see me.
You are everywhere. Yeah, that's for sure.
You're the saltwater guy.
Yeah, indeed. Hey, Captain Dave, great job, and we'll talk to you next Sunday.
All right, guys. Thanks for letting me be on the show.
See you, Dave.
Right, see you.
All right, that's going to wrap it up. Gamakatsu Nautilus Circle Hooks, that's my favorite choice, and it's been the top choice for a lot of tuna fishermen this year. From that Nautilus Light, the standard or regular Nautilus, or that brand-new Nautilus HD, having the ability to choose the right size circle hook is critical. And with Gamakatsu Nautilus, now you have the choice and the confidence that you're getting the finest hooks ever made. Stock up on Gamakatsu Nautilus hooks at selected tackle stores.
Yeah, phones are packed, Rick. Let's jump into it.
Chuck and Dana Point is up next on Let's Talk Hookup. Chuck, thanks for hanging in with us. Good morning.
No problem, dude. What a product, huh? I can't believe they went ICAST with it. But, you know, that's a game changer. Some days people are asking, how are you getting hooked up? Well, you got to have the gold label, you know. Well, I've caught such big fish on that 20 and that 25. It's ridiculous. But now that you got the heavier stuff, is crimping that heavier stuff okay? Does it crimp like that?
I'd still recommend it.
Have you tested that much?
I don't think up to 80 that you need to do any crimps. I think you're really good. If you can tie a San Diego jam knot and an RP knot, you're good. I tied the, what is it? I've tied the San Diego knot. It's the
Springer knot?
It's like the Springer knot.
Yeah.
I forget the name of it. It's a super small knot. I'm into also small knots, too, so. Uh-huh. A lot of times, you know, the San Diego jam knots, it's a great knot, but it's a bigger knot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure. And the knot strength of gold label, blue label.
Unbelievable.
And also the Flora Premier, too.
Yeah, I'm saying with
so
double
strength. Why not tie the knot?
I would say tie the knot. I think hardware, especially with bluefin, the less hardware you have, you know, I know there's still people that like to crimp some of the big stuff when you get past 100, but personally, I'm still tying knots. And I'm fishing ring, you know, circle hooks on, you know, on the bigger stuff anyway.
All right. Very good. Thanks a lot for the call.
That kind of knot thing leads us into a text. I'm actually going to kind of combo two different texts, one from Mike and Gardena, and I apologize for not having the name on the previous. Mike's was, I've heard it's a good idea to place a drop of super glue on the connection knot between the fluorocarbon and your Power Pro for better casting. Is this okay? Does it help or does it hurt the knot? And then with that, another one that we'd read previous was we've gone over a lot of your favorite connection from Flora or from Fluoro to Spectra, but not about a guy using a mono top shot in Spectra. So your thoughts on glue for the Spectra knot, and then also what knot do you like from tying monofilament to fluorocarbon?
Well, the glue doesn't, I think, have any effect on either the braid or the Fluoro. So Fluoro's, you know, completely, you know, because you know, when I'm doing a splice, I'm doing a little drop of the like tack glue or super glue on that. So I don't think it has any effect on Fluoro or braid. I can't speak on the monofilament side because mono is a lot more subjective to chemicals than fluoro. I mean, fluoro is just completely chemical.
So you could, if you want to put a drop of glue on that connection.
With braid, it's not going to have any effect on the braid strength. So if you want to make it a little smoother going through the guides, that would make sense. And if you're tying fluoro to mono, there's no other knot than the Seaguar knot. You know, it's a pretty easy knot. You can go to the Seaguar.com. They've got a knot tying section there, but That is an absolute easy knot.
It's simple.
And you know, it's not a pretty knot. It's not a pretty knot. Like the first time I ever saw it, like, it's pretty ugly. But I have yet to talk to anybody that have failure with that knot either. So it's still a great knot. I don't fish the mono top shot to, you know, from braid to mono to fluoro. I completely eliminate the mono. I don't like the stretch. The weak link is the mono. I want.
So you're. Your spectra to
fluoro, and I just my leaders are anywhere from, you know, 4 to 5 feet up to 10 feet. I never want the line, the knot on the reel. So like when I'm fishing, you know, heavier, you know, 100-pound, 130-pound for bigger fish, I kind of like the knot out off the reel. Like when I've got the hook, you know, like when it's in the rack. Like the other trick is not to tighten it all the way down, put a little crimp in your tip top. Like I like a little bit of a loose loop, or you know, when you're winding that. When you're winding that, you know, fluoro to the reel, you know, a lot of people put it real tight, and it creates this little crimp, you know, and you see it. I hate that. It bothers me, and it. You know, I like that super, you know, straight. I'll even stretch it a little bit. You know, you can stretch.
Totally.
You can stretch out fluoro. You know, most of the boats have a, you know, a rod strap on the back for the troll rigs. Put my hook in one of those, you know, one of those, and. Back up a little bit, and I want it nice.
Give it a little two or three, yeah. You know, stretch.
Texture back connections,
to,
too.
Yeah, exactly.
Exactly. Yeah. I literally believe in that, especially if your, you know, rod's been on the rack all day, the next morning I'll go out and stretch all my deals. It's
test the drag a little bit.
It's taking those extra couple little steps, you know. I mean, we're fishing hard for one bite. I mean, whether you're fishing these bluefin or you're going to go to Guadalupe, you're fishing for one fish. So don't do everything possible to catch your fish.
Yeah, so let me ask you about the Seaguar knot. So again, Seaguar.com, you can see the Seaguar knot. But it's basically you put a circle around seven times, and then you bring the line through, and that's it,
well,
right?
You double the line, so you have this overlap between the fluoro and the mono.
Right.
And then you make a loop out of it, and you put your finger through that loop, and you twist it three times. And there's two ways you can twist it. If you twist it the opposite way, a loop comes out. So you'll figure it out. See, three times is what I twist the loop, and then basically take your tag end of your monofilament and your fluorocarbon leader and pull it through the way your finger is in that loop coming out, and then you just wet it. It kind of looks like a little, when you're tying it right, it's a figure eight.
Exactly.
Kind of like a little figure eight. Right. And you, you know, make sure you don't clip it too tight, but, you know, clip it tight enough that you're not snagging other lines in the water.
Similar to a surgeon's loop.
It's similar. Very similar. Yeah. But it's definitely stronger.
Stronger.
Yeah.
You gave the perfect description. It doesn't look beautiful, but, man, it sure holds that way. You know, like, you can – there are other knots that look – like, I almost hesitated tying it for guys in the tackle store. If somebody's, you know, paying you to make a connection, like, you want this beautiful-looking thing, like a nice all-bright that's laid out with eight perfect wraps all in a row and beautiful-looking – the problem is it doesn't hold as good as a Seaguar knot does. And the Seaguar knot is kind of twisted, and the line's doubled over the top of itself, and it also looks like a, you know, a square knot. It's just not the best looking, but, man, it's fast, it's easy, and it is strong as hell. Man, I love that thing. Yeah. That is what I use if I'm in that scenario.
And that's what really got fluorocarbon into the mainstream for saltwater anglers was that. Fluorocarbon didn't play well with monofilament on a lot of different knots. And the weak link was actually the monofilament because, you know, fluorocarbon is such a hard material and it kind of cuts into the mono.
Mm-hmm.
So when the knot failures, it was usually the fluorocarbon cutting into the mono. So back in the day when I first started, you know, we've repped Seaguar for like 20 years now. So I think that almost 20 years this year was you know, my dad and myself started repping Seaguar. And the biggest problem was teaching people how to connect it to their monofilament because, you know, not a lot of people were fishing braid. And we used to do the little tuna rings, and then you tie your leaders up. Mm-hmm. You basically, you know, take a piece of fluoro, tie a hook on, tie the other one to a ring, and then make little coils, and you have these little leaders in your bag. So you basically tied your monofilament to the other end of the tuna ring. Well, that's three knots. There's two knots to the tuna ring and the knot to the hook. So basically, that's how people were fishing back then, 20 years ago. And then when the Seaguar knot came out, when a couple of the guys from Japan traveled with me, we were at Taka's, actually over there in Buena Park. And he asked the Japanese, like, how do you attach your fluorocarbon to your, you know, your monofilament or nylon? And then they go, well, I don't know, this is the knot we use, and he showed it to us. So
yeah,
it was
and that was the knot.
That was the knot. So we go.
Yeah. So let me ask you this. I know you're a fly fisherman,
mm-hmm.
and because you taught me how to fly fish.
Yeah.
a lot of times when you're connecting your tippet to the fluorocarbon leader,
right.
You're using a triple surgeon.
Yeah.
So you're saying if you use the Seaguar knot, it's better?
Yeah, but the problem with the fly fishing stuff is when you start getting those small diameter deals, it's like tying. I tie the RP knot when I bass fish. I'm using like, 6 pound Tatsu to, 30 pound, Smackdown.
Uh-huh.
And even in the RP knots, pretty tough knot to tie.
Yeah.
I know a lot of people have gone to what's the knot everybody's touting now for braid to the fluoro.
In our store, we still tell that RP.
There's a couple other knots, but they're more complicated. And I tell everybody that's great for, when you're in a boat and you're not pushed for time. But when the bite's good, right? The advantage of that RP knot is you can tie it in 30 seconds.
Yeah.
And if you land a fish, like I change my leader. Like I don't, assuming that you're catching decent grade of fish, I'm not using, I have a 4 to 6 foot, fluorocarbon leader.
So what you're saying is that for the lighter tackle, stick with the triple surgeon.
I would stick with the triple surgeon. Okay. It's just easier to tie in that really small diameter tip of mackerel.
Yeah, and it's strong enough.
And it's strong enough for
especially
for trout.
6 pound
for trout on long limber rods. Yeah. It's plenty strong enough. Yeah.
I think just going back to what you're saying, I think a lot of people like tying, and this might not be the one you're thinking of, but the FG knot.
Yeah, that's the FG knot.
FG knot tied correctly, it's awesome. It is super super skinny. It's going around one piece of line instead of two. I'm not a hater of that, and I don't think there's anything wrong with
it. But it's complicated.
It's very complicated, and the even bigger part of it is it's very easy to tie it wrong. It's hard to describe, but it's basically a series of wraps that go under and then over,
it's like a weave.
Yeah. And the order in which you do it is pretty darn critical, and also the order how you cinch that down is pretty critical. Tied correctly, it's awesome, and it is probably the skinniest connection out there. So am I a fan of it? Yes, but for my money, the RP knot is just so it's the amount larger diameter that it is so insignificant. It's super easy to tie, and you can bust one out in 30 seconds.
Yeah. So the other one that's is the Bob Sands or
Tony Pena. Yeah.
And we have that actually on our Let's Talk Hookup YouTube channel too. Let's Talk Hookup radio show. And that's one's a little thinner on the going outside, but it's still got a big knot in it. So.
Yeah, I'm used to having to teach people how to use the product.
Yeah.
And my deal is keep it simple.
Same.
Like I can sit there and teach somebody to tie an RP knot pretty quickly. Like the knot that came to my mind, I use the improved Miller knot is what I use for a stealthy knot as opposed to but that's not what I can teach people.
Yeah.
Like it takes a lot of practice to learn how to remember the sequences in it. Whereas the San Diego Jam knot is a go-to. So if I'm teaching people knots, you teach them the San Diego Jam knot, you teach them the RP knot, and they can go out and catch as big a fish as they want and have all the confidence to pull as hard as they want.
Well said. That's awesome. Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way, including more of your phone calls. You stay tuned. You're listening to Let's Talk Hookup, Southern California Sport Fishing Voice on the Mightier 1090.
The name that stands out among anglers is Fisherman's Landing, your top choice in local and long-range fishing. Hi, this is Doug Kern. Our hard-working crew will make sure your fishing experience is one to remember. We offer the finest open party trips from 1 to 3 days, the best charter boats available, and of course, our world-renowned long-range fleet is second to none. Fisherman's Landing is a full-service operation offering great half-day trips on the Dolphin and full-day open party trips on the spacious and comfortable Liberty. Since we introduced the full-day trips at Fisherman's Landing, the 85-foot Liberty has become a favorite among full-day operations with bunks for your comfort, huge bait capacity, and RSW fish holds to keep your catch fresh. Plus, Liberty has a big modern galley and two interior heads with showers. All our open party trips from half-day, full, or 1 to 3 day trips can easily be booked online at fishermanslanding.com or give us a call at 619-221-8500. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
For your next trip, who needs travel insurance? You do. This is Bob Dawson from Dawson & Associates Insurance Services. We guarantee the lowest prices on all travel insurance plans with 6 companies and 122 different policies. These plans will include trip cancellation insurance, medical, medevac, baggage loss, and rental car coverage. Please call me at area code 619-990-3068 or visit us at safariglobaltravel.com.
This is Captain Tim Ekstrom from the long-range vessel Royal Star. With my partners Randy Toussaint and Brian Sims, we have set the bar for the long-range fishing experience. Spring 8-day, summer 5-day, or fly-down, fly-back 11-day winter trip, we deliver the highest quality long-range voyage you will find. From our premium RSW fish storage to our top-of-the-line chefs and crew, Royal Star distinguishes itself from all others. Want to grab a spot on the Royal Star? Check us out at RoyalStarSportFishing.com or call Tracy at 619-222-4764.
Hey anglers, AFCO Pro Captain Ben Florentino of Coastal Charters here. As a full-time guide, I'm on the water all year long. It's my livelihood. Having the right clothing is of the utmost importance to staying warm, dry, cool, and comfortable to endure whatever the Pacific wants to throw at me. Thankfully, I'm equipped with AFCO clothing to keep me dialed season after season. Do yourself a favor and check out AFCO's award-winning gear at a dealer near you or learn more at AFCO.com.
All of us at the American Angler family want to express appreciation to our regular passengers that fish with us year after year and to the new anglers that came out this last season. We realize how precious your vacation time is, and we are truly grateful that you have chosen to spend this time with us. It's important that your experience is memorable from the moment you call the office to the time you step off the boat. Hi, I'm Lori. Call me at the office, 619-223-5414, or check us out at AmericanAnglerSportFishing.com. Come fishing with the American Angler family and make a memory.
When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know, Calstar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest it's ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the Calstar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend Calstar at fine tackle stores everywhere.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Man, this has been such a great... There's so much cool info that comes out every time Dale's on here. I learned so much from this show. I really, really dig it.
Yeah, and the amazing thing is that with fluorocarbon, it is so amazing how things change but stay the same, right?
Yeah.
And to have the ability to have Seaguar in your tackle box, I mean, it's a game changer.
I look back to, you know, I think I did my first long-range trip on the American Angler. It was a 10-day trip, and I want to say it was in 1989. It was a year after I graduated college. And I just remember those trips were taking, I mean, the only two-speed reel you had was maybe a 50-wide for the troll, right? But aside from that, we were fishing 4-0s. We're fishing, you know, hyped-up 4-0s back then, the Yellowtail specials. The Wahoo kits, the Mariner 349s with the Wahoo kits, and we were fishing 6-0s, you know, when we're bottom fishing for Yellowtail. It's like, yeah, and we'd have to spool up mono every day. We could take 3-pound spools of monofilament, and you know, if you fished it hard, you'd be stripping all your line off, winding. There was no line winders on the boat back then. You wound it by hand, and I'm like, the having braid under the reel filled up, and if you literally got into the braid where you want to replace some, it's so easy with hollow core.
Your dad, Big Daddy, Richard Hightower, was the Newell rep for years. He basically put Newell on the map,
no doubt,
in Southern California, probably in the world, really. And but you think about Newells today, and you know how you used to have to replace the drive. I mean, it's still an amazing reel, and Carl Newell did an amazing job, and your dad was so amazing. But I mean, it's just different technology.
Yeah,
I wish you were in the we had this conversation yesterday. We had so much fun, and now I feel like I'm the old guy in the tackle store talking. We were, you know, a question came up from a customer about when do I need to send my Talica in for service from the drags. And I'm the guy that works in the tackle store, and I looked at him like, man, I got no idea. Like, I've had these things, you know, I mean, how Talica's been around, got to be close to 10 years now, you know, and like, they just don't wear out. And that led us into that conversation. Yeah. Like, you know, on the old day in the tackle store, we had a huge wall of replacement drag washers and friction washers and all those things. And it was so common when you went on your trip, like, I better, you know, give me 3 bags of 4-0 drags and 2 of 6-0 and 3 500s, because you knew. On a 5-day trip or longer, you're going to smoke a couple of different reels during the trip. You know, you're going to have to put new drags in them. And so, that is such a thing of the past.
So let me ask you, Dale. Do you still have any Newells in your arsenal?
We still have a few of my dad's.
You better.
We still have a few.
You have to, right?
But you know, what I tell everybody that Jack from Accurate, and he worked on the turn reels were really, they picked my dad's brain about that reel's kind of the modern day Newell.
Interesting.
You know, so he thought that the best designed, you know, as far as the way that the internal guts of the reel work, that the Newells were the best of the Star Drag reels.
Yeah.
And so basically the turn for me is kind of like fishing the next generation at Newells.
Your dad had a hand in the design.
Yeah, or at least they contacted him. Yeah. You know, Jack had a conversation. In fact, it was this show. I literally left the show and you said, hey, Jack from Accurate wants to talk to you. Like, call Jack. So I called Jack. He said, yeah, I don't want... You have your dad's number, but I'd like to pick his brain about a project we're working on a reel, and it ended up being the turns.
Wow, and, pretty cool.
And I still like them for fishing, like surface iron. Yeah, I still like a Star Drag reel. I still like that. Oh, and, I still love
it. Nothing casts like a Star Drag, that's for sure. Well, let's go ahead and jump back in the phones.
Phones are absolutely packed up. We're going to continue on. Talk to Ernie. Ernie's calling us from La Habra. Good morning, Ernie. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning. Dale, I have a question. I know we're running short on time. When I'm fishing bait, and I'm going to switch to iron, and I have fluorocarbon leader. Do I cut that fluorocarbon leader, or do I just tie my iron straight to that fluorocarbon leader?
You can tie straight to the fluorocarbon. I do it all the time, 100%. 100%. I'm a big fan of the fluoro is going to give you that abrasion resistance, especially if you're, it depends what jig you're fishing, but if you're fishing these flat fall or knife jigs, they inhale it. You know, I'm fishing fluoro for sure on that. And, I've done surface ironers or fishing Wahoo, or I'm fishing braid. Like for Wahoo, I'm fishing braid with a fluoro leader to my jig. I don't fish wire. So like the Catchy Tackle Sea Strikes, I'm using probably about like 4 foot of 80 pound, fluorocarbon attached.
Which fluorocarbon?
Actually, I'm probably going to go Blue Label.
Yeah.
Blue Label for Wahoo. So, I fish it all the time. So, you can definitely cut off your hook and put a jig on there and have no effects on it at all.
For the last 20 years of you guys repping Seaguar fluorocarbon, fluoro for the last 15 of those years for sure was always marketed as like it's less visible. And that's the reason you use fluorocarbon. It's less visible. You get more bites, that kind of thing. So much of it, the boat was missed. The better part of fluorocarbon is the abrasion resistance and how strong it is and how much harder it is to get chewed off and what a stronger material it is than mono. Does the less visible have a factor? Of course it does, but to me it's second on the list to how much stronger it is and how much you're going to withstand, chew off and that kind of stuff.
I'm 100% with Rick. The refraction rate of fluorocarbon is closest to water, and that's what put it on the map. And it was like, I think it was an albacore year, and it was like the guys that were fishing fluoro got so many more bites than the guys that weren't, that were just fishing mono. And then all of a sudden it caught on that it really does make a difference. And so the original push on it was its refraction rate. But now, as Rick's saying, when you start talking about fish like bluefin that have these tiny little teeth that are just brutal, and when mono gets wet, it's a sponge. That's one thing people should probably explain, like how fluoro is different than mono. Fluoro is a complete solid product. There's no air pockets in it. It doesn't absorb water. And when monofilament has air pockets in it, so the longer you fish mono, it tends to get softer. I think everybody knows that. Like, it feels different than when it's new. So the reason it feels different, it absorbs water during the process. As it absorbs water, its tensile strength goes down. Its abrasion resistance goes down. Its knot strength goes down, so monofilament's getting weaker the wetter it gets. Or fluorocarbon, there's no change in wet versus dry knot strength, wet versus dry tensile strength. Doesn't absorb anything, and it's impervious to chemicals. Was the reason that Seaguar invented the product 50 years ago in Japan was it wasn't it, the resins weren't necessarily the idea to make fishing line out of it. It was to actually line pipes because of its imperviousness to chemicals. And there's a couple of guys that work for Krayhot. They go, the stuff has the same refraction rate or close to water, and I think we could make fishing line out of this. Uh-huh. A couple of the scientists were like fishermen.
They're like fishermen. It's
and they made fluorocarbon 50 years ago. How it started.
So when you guys make the fluorocarbon, is it one factory and they just run different product at a time?
Yeah, the extrusion part of the process. I'm not sure that the resins aren't made in a different facility because they make resins for different industries.
Sure.
But the resins that we make for exclusively making fishing line are not sold to any other company. or exclusively
not
made.
It's all Seaguar label.
It is completely.
If you want Seaguar fluorocarbon, it's only Seaguar fluorocarbon.
Yeah, and if you, you know, we don't sell our resins to anybody else. So we make these resins specifically for making the best fishing line in the world.
Okay.
And everything's done. Yeah, so they I don't know if you've seen some of the, like, Invisex is, well, even the gold label is parallel wound on the spool. Like, when you pull it off a spool, it's not crossed. It's parallel wound.
Every single.
And you know, those little contact crosses, although, you know, when you take a line like Invisex and load a whole reel up, you're going to have crosses because you're putting it on a spinning or bait casting reel. But, I mean, for us that are fishing the leader material, like, that's pure coming off the spool. I mean, there's something about when you take that off of a, and I don't care if it's gold label or Premier or blue label, when you're pulling that parallel wound technology with the way they spool it in Japan, it's amazing. You know, it's amazing.
All right, let's jump in the phones.
You got it. Chris calling us from all the way out in Hawaii this morning. Good morning, Chris. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning, Fisherman Rick. Hey, I found that you're telling me about that Shimano grappler rod. I found that out here at the local fishing shop, man. I appreciate the tip on that one.
Hey, right on, buddy. That's great. No problem. Happy to help.
Hey, so right now I'm rigging up my 80-pound, you know, my breakdown pole at the buoy. I got the 80-pound braid. I'm going to be putting on a 80-pound Spro swivel, but attaching like 40 to 60-pound blue label. What knot would you guys use? More of a, you know, a smaller knot? That's what I'm interested in.
You're using a swivel between the fluorocarbon and the braid.
Yeah, I'm using an 80-pound Spro swivel.
Are you looking to eliminate that Spro swivel, or are you wanting to know the right knot to tie to the swivel?
Exactly. I'd like to use this Spro swivel so I can wind up onto my reel.
Well, I'd still use like the San Diego jam knot for your braid connection and your fluoro connection to the swivel. I mean, it's a great knot in braid as well as it is in fluorocarbon. So we would definitely still recommend that San Diego jam knot.
Same. You know, that what you're describing, Chris, it very popular, just not very popular out here, that Spro swivel, for people that aren't familiar, it's like a cylinder-shaped or an
right.
inline, real skinny
really
swivel.
Really tiny.
And guys will just wind that through the guides and onto the reel. You know, like in place of where we might use a wind-on style leader, they'll tie to that swivel, and that swivel will just go through the guides and go onto the reel. You know, our fishery different, and we're casting live baits and things like that, so it wouldn't really work for us because that's not going to cast the guides, but hooked to a big fish, you know, in a trolling scenario or live baiting, we're just, you know, feeding a bait out off the reel. A lot of, you know, other areas will wind that swivel right through the guides.
We were using those little tiny Spro swivels at Katmai in Alaska when we were fishing the conventional or actually spinning tackle with spinners.
Oh, okay.
And putting that real tiny Spro swivel, just real stealthy.
They're cool.
Yeah, I mean, they're really nice.
There's plenty of factors. I know all that East Coast big giant tuna. That's how all those guys fish. Everybody winds their swivels right through the guides right onto the reel.
And they're also using roller guides too, mm-hmm. as opposed to we're not. Yeah. Using roller guides.
Because you're going to knock out ceramic guides with this.
Exactly. So I think for our style of fishing still that the RP knot or John Collins knot is the knot.
Yeah. Hey, thanks for calling us from Hawaii,
call,
Chris. Nice to hear from you. Appreciate that. Listening to us on the Let's Talk Hookup app all the way over in Hawaii.
That's awesome.
Yeah, that's rad. Let's jump in back into him. Talk to John. He's calling us from Mira Mesa this morning. Hi, John. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Yeah, hi. Thanks for taking my call. Yeah, so I normally tie a 4 to 6 foot piece. You know, outside of the guides, you know, but an idea I'm playing with considering is tying a longer, like to say 50 yards or so straight to braid, and then I have to mess with knots, you know, for a period of time. But my question, if I did that, is there memory in the fluorocarbon if it's on your spool for a period of time?
Well, you're definitely going to get some memory off of it. I'd love to have everybody pull 50 yards of fluorocarbon because the sales of fluorocarbon would quadruple. But I would tell you the advantage and disadvantage. The advantage is it just makes it easier. But the disadvantage is that there's a good chance you're going to lose a lot of that fluoro and rafts. Whereas if you're fishing that 4 to 6 foot leader, which is what I fish most of the time, you know, if you get in a tangle or whatever and you get cut out of it, you're just tie another 4 to 6 feet on and you're good to go. And that RP knot's really easy and quick. And then if you are on a big fish, the abrasion that you're probably going to get in it, you're going to probably end up still replacing your 50 yards of fluorocarbon. So from a sheer convenience side, I can understand the 50 yards, but it's not, I wouldn't say, what anybody would recommend.
You know, we back to the absorption of monofilament versus fluorocarbon not absorbing water. Now, we all learned a long time ago from Captain Frank Lopresti that you want to wet your reel before you cast, right?
Mm-hmm.
So if it's true that, that fluorocarbon doesn't absorb water, does it matter whether you still wet your reel before you cast?
I still spray down my reels in the morning.
Okay.
With a little fresh squirt of, on a water bottle.
Just going to help it cast.
Yeah. That's more of a friction thing. Like you're helping to eliminate the friction that the line's putting on your dry, you know, the dry line on your dry thumb.
Kind of. Right. It's not a matter of the mono absorbing.
Absorption. I wanted to read a quick text. I know we're getting close on time. This one was from Dan in Long Beach. I like fishing braid and then 40 yards of mono to a 2-foot Seaguar Blue fluorocarbon leader. I've recently switched to straight 40 yards of Invisex. The price is right, and you get 200 yards of it. Can you talk about Invisex, and am I playing with fire using a freshwater line and salt water? Is Invisex just as strong and abrasion resistant?
Okay, so you are playing with fire, so you do realize that that product's meant for freshwater fishing. It's not double structure. We make it to 25 pound, and then there's obviously a huge value, and you know, but the difference is it's single structure, so it's definitely not in the same class as Blue Label, Premier, or Gold Label. And you hook a really big fish. We had it on a trip last year on the Tomahawk where, you know, a guy hooked a really nice bluefin and he was fishing 20-pound Invisex or 25-pound Invisex. And he lost that fish. You know, and he's like, I should have just been using Blue Label or better. And I'm like, yep.
And for people that are lesser familiar, Invisex is a popular freshwater line that you would fill your reel with. And
fill your reel.
That's why it comes in a 200-yard spool.
So, or, you know, exactly. So it's meant to be spooled onto your reel, most freshwater applications for bass fishing or, you know, in any freshwater fishing. That's what it's designed to do. The fish that we're trying to catch off the coast of California are definitely a different grade of fish than freshwater fish. And you just don't know what that next bite's going to bring. So you are playing with fire.
Stick with the gold.
Stick with the gold.
That works for me. Hey, when we come back, we're going to find out who's winning a whole bunch of Gold Label and Pink and Premier and everything else. A huge assortment of Seaguar fluorocarbon going to one lucky caller. When we come back, it's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mightier 1090 and the Let's Talk Hookup app.
One of the dream trips for most anglers is Alaska. There are so many lodges. How do you make a choice? It's easy. Choose the one most Let's Talk Hookup listeners return to time after time. Kingfisher Charters in Sitka, Alaska. No one does it better than Kingfisher Charters. They offer the best service, the most comfortable accommodations, fantastic food, and the finest charter captains in Sitka, all for the ultimate value. One visit and you will understand why nobody beats Kingfisher Charters. Sitka is famous for some of the best runs of salmon in Alaska. And if giant Alaskan halibut is your target, the expert captains at Kingfisher Charters know the hot spots and can put you on a fish of a lifetime. Plenty of rockfish and huge ling cod are there too. And when it comes to fish processing, the best in Alaska is Kingfisher Charters. It's all included in your package. In fact, everything is included except tips. It is truly amazing how the Kingfisher crew continues the quality of service they deliver year after year. Kingfisher Charters, 800-727-6136 or check kingfishercharters.com. Here's the hot tip on the best fishing L.A. has to offer, 22nd Street Landing Sport Fishing in San Pedro. They are home to L.A.'s finest open party fleet, including Overnight on the Freedom, Catalina Freelance on the Pursuit, half-day trips on the Monte Carlo, and three-quarter-day trips on the Sea Angler. For your own private charter, we have the Outrider and True Line available. There's always plenty of free parking and a fully stocked tackle store. 22nd Street Landing Sport Fishing in San Pedro. Call 310-832-8304 or on the web at 22ndstreet.com.
This is Pete, and I hear it all the time. That Jim and Mary at Poway Valley Collision are amazing. I took my car to Poway Valley Collision, mentioned Let's Talk Hookup, and they gave us VIP treatment, fixed our car, and even gave us a special price. Believe me when I say Poway Valley Collision is worth the drive from anywhere in the Southland. At some point, your car will need a body repair, and I'm confident in saying it pays to go to Poway Valley Collision. Our listeners can save hundreds of dollars on your next car or truck repair. They work with most insurance companies, including Auto Club, MetLife, Wawanisa, and more. All you do is call Jim, Mary, or any of their team members, and they do all the rest. No hassles, just top-notch work and VIP treatment. When you take your car or truck to Poway Valley Collision, the job and experience will be top-notch. Get it fixed right at Poway Valley Collision. 14211 Garden Road in Poway. Check PowayValleyCollision.com.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. All right, it's time to find out the winner of that full custom assortment of Seaguar fluorocarbon going to Ernie in La Habra. Ernie, congratulations. You are going to be set for a while on the best fluorocarbon in the market.
Yeah, no question about it. Dale Hightower, always a wealth of knowledge about so many different things, and thank you for taking the time to come in here to Let's Talk Hookup. Appreciate the sponsorship that you and the great people of Seaguar have given us for many, many years, and we're looking forward to many more years with the best fluorocarbon on the market.
Well, we appreciate being a part of your program and show and sponsorship, and really, really excited every time I come down here. This is how we, you know, we make our living. We educate people.
Yeah.
Rick does it in the store, and I do it. And any time I get a chance to be around anglers,
yeah,
it's just education. You know, there's a lot of product out there, and our job's to, you know, tell everybody how to use our product and why ours is better than everybody else's. So,
yeah,
and,
exactly.
And you guys are a big part of that. So
yeah,
thank
well,
you
thanks.
Guys.
Again, if you are fishing bluefin here locally and you want that stealth bite, you got to try. If you haven't tried Seaguar Gold Label, you're missing out. That's, I'm just going to say, it is unbelievable.
Somebody on the boat's going to have it, and then you're going to be like, ugh.
He's catching it, I'm not.
Just get it.
Yeah.
It's get it. So good.
And now it comes in, up. It was up to 40, now it's 50, 60, and 80 is
yep.
available.
We make
too,
it in
so.
2 pound through 80 pound.
Yeah, so get it. And, of course, if you want more information, learn the Seaguar knot.
Seaguar.com.
Seaguar.com. All right. Dale, good luck on your great trip.
Oh, I'm excited.
What's your goal?
I catch one fish a day.
Yeah.
That's what I tell people. It's like, you know, when you're fishing big fish, just have the goal to get one bite and land that fish.
You want to catch a 150-pounder on 40-pound blue label or gold label?
I prefer to
gold
catch
label?
It on 80-pound gold label, personally. Personally, but I'll you know, I'm in
but
for the...
if that's what they're biting, right?
I'll fish 30.
Oh.
I'll fish 30 if it takes to get bit.
Either way, I know.
I just want to catch one fish a day.
You're going to have a great trip. We know that for sure. Thanks, Dale.
All right, thank you, guys.
All right, good luck out there. And thanks to JP for manning the phones and the boards there. And thank you out there for all your phone calls, all your texts this morning. Busy show. We sure want to thank you. And thanks to Adam for all he does on our Let's Talk Hookup app. He posts those archives in no time, so be sure to check those out. And we'll be back next Saturday. Of course, we're live from North County Ford in Vista with Mr. Ken Corwin from Ken's Custom Reels. That's going to be a great show. Corey and I will be there, and you should be there, too. We're going to give away a lot of stuff and have a lot of fun at North County Ford. Then next Sunday, back here in the World Headquarters, with Captain Frank Lopresti from the Royal Polaris. Thanks for listening today. We'll see you next week right back here on the Mightier 1090 and Let's Talk Hookup.